you understand my point? Because then your time is spent more by managing your money because you've earned the right. And each time you go up another class, you go and educate yourself on that class. You go and educate yourself on that class. That gives you months to develop an understanding of that class. Because if you're putting money into something you don't understand, you're foolish. Put it into something you understand. How many are following my understanding here? Now, as you do this, and you got your passive and active, some say, no, let's go 75-25 here. 75% this, 25 this. Some say 75 this, 25 this. I just say 50-50. Don't lean it one way or the other. Just 50-50 between active and passive. Most mutual funds do not beat the index funds, but some do. If you're going through the classes, you have a high probability that some are going to do it on some years. This is a no-brainer. It does not take skills. You don't have to sit there and worry about what your market's doing. Now, what you do, one more thing. You do what is called a dollar cost averaging. Dollar cost averaging means you don't give a damn about what the market's doing. Warren Buffett says, I don't care what the market's doing day to day, week to week, month to month. I don't care. Not interested in that. Because when the market goes down, I get more bang for the buck. When the market goes up, I get less bang for the buck. If the market goes up, it looks like I'm making more money. But I'm actually getting involved in speculation. So I just dollar cost average. There's two forms. You can either dollar cost average or value average. I recommend dollar cost average. It takes no brains to do it. Because all you have to do is have a certain amount going in there, and it just goes in there every single month, consistently, going into those investments every month. Since I have done that, I've not missed any of the investments. The market's gone up, the market's gone down, the market's gone up, the market's gone down, the market's gone up, the market's gone down. When it goes down, I get more stocks and more for my money. And when it goes up, I get less for my money. But I average a predictable rate that has proven itself to be over the last 20 to 30 years. 2 years ago, it looked like some of my stocks were down. So what? Because I had liquid capital, it didn't mean a thing to me. I didn't have to react. I didn't have emotions about it. The market went down. So what? It's just a piece of paper. But what happens then when the market went climbing up in the last year or so? It went right back up 40, 60% in some cases. And now the market's gone up. Now when it gets up, it can go over price. That's not any better. So the market going up is not necessarily good, and the market going down is not necessarily bad. I want you to get that. Write that down. If the market goes up, it's not necessarily good. If the market goes down, it's not necessarily bad. It's a correction. And you want corrections, because that's when you make your most money. If you have been dollar cost averaging, if you have been timing the market, you're probably, if you don't have your money in a stable position and don't have liquidity and cushion, you're probably going to sell at the bottom and you're going to buy at the top and you're going to lose more money, which is what statistically 78% of the people in the market are doing. You earn the right to risk. You fill up cushion by cushion. If you got cushions and you got vision, that's why I want you to run projections so you can see your vision. That's why I want you to have a cause so you'll keep saving. It'll keep me motivating to you, growing that cause. And you build cushion by cushion across the sectors. You don't try to go in at 1 second. I think, oh, it's a hot sector over here. I think tech sector is going to be doing well. Tech sector did really well for a few years. Tech sector did the shitty, excuse the expression, for a few more years. Across the board, if one goes up, the other one goes down, the net, you still get that same yield. The yield is giving you certainty. The game of certainty, more money goes where certainty is than where volatility is. Pardon me? I'm not able to hear you all. Say it louder. What